Welcome to another ComputerWeekly.com Pandemic Edition podcast. My name's Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor at Computer Weekly. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO at Vigitrust. And today, we're going to be talking about remote compliance assessments, why we need them, and roughly speaking, broadly speaking, how one carries them out. So, Mathieu, without any further ado, I'll hand over to you. And the first question is, as I said, why do we need remote compliance assessments?
Thank you, Anthony, and I hope everyone is keeping safe. So part of the reason why we need remote compliance assessments is that in the current climate, and as more and more people are working from home, assessors may or may not be in a position to actually go on site and perform assessments that they would have otherwise completed at the company premises. And so what that means is that interviews and observing what's being done on site can no longer be done, at least for the time being. So a number of assessors are putting out guidelines for their clients as to what assessments can be done remotely and what cannot be done remotely. And it's clear that, you know, if you look at any type of security framework, whether it's PCI, ISO, or NIST, or any of the mainstream regulations and frameworks, there is an element of physical security in there. And if you can't be on site, you need an option to remotely see what's going on site. So what that means is that somebody from the organization might still need to be on site, and they'll need to be using some technology that allows the assessor to remotely be there with them, or maybe be provided with video evidence as to what's happening within the physical premises. The evidence is not limited to video or audio. It's also providing copies of policies and procedures, provided copies of mapping of your ecosystem, and also anything that has to do with data flow. And that's not necessarily new with remote assessments, but it's certainly an emphasis that assessors are putting on at the moment. So the risks of not being able to test mean that you will fall out of compliance. The assessor may well, or the authority that is checking that you're in compliance might give you an extension, but at the end of the day, you still need to remain compliant. So assessors will ask you to demonstrate, to validate that the evidence that you're providing is indeed adequate for a full assessment.
Thanks, Mathieu. So we've clearly set out the need for remote assessments in terms of compliance. What are the main outlines of the ways in which we do remote compliance assessments?
Thanks, Anthony. Well, I think it's really a question of preparedness. The more prepared you are, the easier it will be to make your remote security assessment a successful one. So you need to be ready, and you essentially need to anticipate the assessor's needs. The assessor will want to be able to remotely have access to and secure access to network diagrams, to ecosystem diagrams, to data flow diagrams. Also make sure that the right people are available at the right time. In normal times, when we're within a building, it's easy to go up to somebody in a different office and essentially wheel them into the assessment. In a remote assessment situation, you can't do that. So you need to have people that are ready on standby that can actually join in the call. It's also interesting that there's a debate right now as to whether the interviews and essentially the discussions between the assessor and the company that they assess should be recorded. Purely from a GDPR perspective, that is throwing in a number of challenges. But also the assessor might say, actually, I am supposed to record everything that you're saying, and normally I would be typing it or I would be recording it through another system. But right now we need to do that remotely, so you need to make sure that you use a system that allows you to do that securely. And then finally, what we would recommend that you do is you use a collaborative risk management solution that allows you to, in real time, share information in a secure environment around your compliance environment. And that includes the ability to maybe get access to systems, to do data sampling, and that's really should be limited to the data that's in scope. One of the pitfalls of remote assessments is to essentially open your enterprise in too wide a fashion. And so what I mean by that is that you need to limit the access, the remote access, to what's in scope. So if you're doing a PCI assessment, it's the credit card holder data. If you're looking at guidelines with alignment with FDA or with NHS guidelines, it's really the protected health information and so on. So it's a balance between providing enough access so that the assessor can be satisfied that they've done the right sampling and that the evidence is okay, but also not opening your systems too widely, which is something that's easier to control when it's on site and not as easy when it's remotely done. So again, in summary, it's really being prepared and anticipating the needs of the assessor to be able for them to validate that you're in compliance.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of this podcast, but there is more compliance and storage related content, including more podcasts at computerweekly.com.